Good morning, this is Marlon. I'm doing your daily inspirational this morning. May you consider this morning as you rise the fragile gravity of life. And as you have woken up this morning, and most of you, I would assume, have ability to open your eyes, and your eyes take in and perceive the surroundings that are around you, all the beauty, all the neglect, all the possessions that are around us. We have eyes to see. Most of us take it pretty much for granted that we can see. Occasionally we meet blind people that can't see, and we tend to wonder how that would be. I know a young man that was not wearing safety goggles when he was using an air gun, and one of the nails curled and took his eye out, and his other eye became quite valuable to him. I know another man, just recently I know his wife, I guess she's a builder, and was doing some work for her. And she was telling me in Ukraine, or sorry, not Ukraine, it was Bosnia, 30, 40 years ago, they were having a civil war amongst the Muslims. And her husband was a soldier, at that time he was her boyfriend. And a sniper shot him and took out both eyes. But he lived. And she went ahead and married him, and they ended up migrating here to the States. She became the caretaker of a blind man. And Jesus had mercy on some blind men. Remember the one he took clay, spit on it, and rubbed it on his eyes. And the man stood up, and Jesus asked him what he sees. He said, "I see men, but they look like trees that are walking." And Jesus touched him again, and he was made whole and leaped for joy. Praise the Lord. I can see. Thank you, Lord. I can see. Could you imagine? Imagine the stories that surrounded that after. There's another story where a young man was born unable to see from birth. Caused quite a fit after Jesus healed him. The parents were called into question, and didn't really want to get kicked out of the synagogue, so they said, "He's old enough, ask him who did it." And the man looked at the people who were asking him, and must have been the second round of questions. And he says, "I already told you who did it. If I tell you again, would you start following him too?" And all, they were angry. Blindness. And now I can see. You know, if we look at the eyes of the faith, the eyes of truth. In Matthew 15, there are some verses here I would like to read. Talking about defiling a man. And the scribes and the Pharisees came to Jesus and said, "Why do your disciples transgress the traditions of the elders? For they eat not with washed hands." And these days, in this culture, you ate with your hands more than your utensils. And the scriptures of the Old Testament taught to wash your hands. And for the most part, it was for good hygiene. That way that they did not spread disease or get sick so easily. Wash your hands before you eat. Most of us have learned this idea as children. Wash your hands before you eat. Jesus answered their question and said, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and thy mother, and he that curseth father and mother, let him die to death. But you say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever you might be profited by it, and does not honor his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have you made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition." And I'm not sure how to verify this 100%, but I was once told the situation was they didn't really want to take care of their parents, so they were able to send their parents into the synagogue with basically the rest of their finances. And the synagogue, the Jews would take care of the parents. And they would be released from it. And so you're not honoring them. You're not even desiring to take care of your parents. You're trying to get out of it by your tradition. You hypocrites. Oh man. Imagine that being said today in this world. You hypocrite. Make clean. You hypocrite, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, "These people draw nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Strong words here. Then he called the multitude. He said, "But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines and commandments of men." And he called the multitude and said unto them, "Hear and understand." Now listen, this is for us too. Listen, hear and understand. Don't just hear. "Not that which goes into the mouth defiles the man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defiles the man." My friends, brothers, and sisters, today we have some similar situations happen. We have ideas. We have a culture. We have thought patterns amongst ourselves. Some do's and don'ts. And you can abide by them freely. But never forget, it is that which comes out of your mouth that defiles you. This is because it exposes what's in the heart. Not exactly about what color you may have or what fashion necessarily, even though the scriptures also talks about not fashion yourself according to the course of this world, but the variables that are acceptable that we pick and gripe and nick upon . Watch the mouth. There is evidence. Then his disciples said unto him, don't you know these Pharisees were offended that you had said this? But Jesus just said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, they both shall fall into the ditch. So here we have a different blindness. The call from the Lord to us is to be able to see with our eyes. And he said this phrase a few times, having eyes to see, you see not. I'm not sure what you're looking at this morning. I'm not sure what your gaze is upon. I'm not sure how you view the Bible scriptures. But you must look through the eyes of faith, of truth, of hope. Because Jesus is truly the way, the whole of the truth and the life. And there is no other hope outside of that. Your performance must be because he lives in you and it flows out of you. Because he is, he was, and he always will be. Eternity living in you. How does that look? How much room is there for blatant sin, for desirous feelings of, you know, materialism and lust and backbitings and things like this? This is why Paul calls them out. Don't be blind. Love your neighbor as yourself. Practice that. Because it's not that only you may be blind, but if you're walking in darkness, you're leading others the same way. And you're both going to fall in the ditch. Jesus said it. Blind leaders of the blind both fall in the ditch. Just see you. See what the Lord has for you today and all this. Open your eyes. Respond to the call. Have your eyes open. May you be blessed today. You think about what Jesus was trying to get across here and apply it to our life today. May God bless you.